Things are rolling along pretty well here.
That's how the general manager of New York's LaGuardia Airport described air travel on this, the day before Thanksgiving. A look at the airport monitors shows mostly on-time departures and arrivals for all of the major airports in the New York area. The minimal headaches are part of the plan. Airlines and TSA both bumped staffing up 25% for the holiday period. That's to accommodate the 1.7 million passengers that will come and go from New York airports over the five-day Thanksgiving holiday period. But others credit the smooth travel day to something else.
Power of positive thinking.
At LaGuardia, there was even a clown to keep people happy.
Turkey.
The only thing slowing air travel slightly in the area, causing some 5 to 30 minute delays on a few flights, is some thick, low-hanging clouds. That means pilots have to rely more on technology when landing and taking off.
And that takes longer than a visual approach.
Also pitching in to help with travel efficiency this year, the White House. The Bush administration has freed up some air travel routes over the ocean that are usually reserved for the military. That means more flights can come and go from the New York area. This is the first time that has ever been done. But air travel promises to be a crowded affair for some time. There's growing demand for flights, but U.S. airlines have very few new planes on order. Food, water, and a good book. That's what frequent travelers say is the best defense against airline delays. The TSA recommends checking their website to figure out the best way to pack your bags to move quickly through the lines. Ted Chaffrey, The Associated Press, New York.